Apologies for the late start. We're still trying to finalize one or two other things. Minister of Energy, Minister Jeff Radebe. Minister of Justice and Correctional Services, Advocate Michael Masuta. Minister of Police, General Peggy Kele. Members of the NDPP Advisory Panel, whose names I will come to in a little while. Members of the media and fellow South Africans. Today I am announcing the appointment of the new National Director of Public Prosecutions. This announcement follows a process that we were asked to embark upon by the Constitutional Court on 13th of August 2018, that the President should appoint the new NDPP within 90 days. In making this order, the court highlighted the severe challenges that have confronted our national prosecuting authority in the recent years, including leadership, instability, and a decline in what they called public confidence in the institution. Among other things, the court also said the rule of law dictates that the office of the NDPP be cleansed of all the ills that have plagued it for the past few years. The court, in handing down its decision, was concerned about the dysfunctionality of the National Prosecuting Authority when it said, open quotes, with a malleable, corrupt, or dysfunctional prosecuting authority, many criminals, especially those holding positions of influence, will rarely, if ever, answer for their criminal deeds. The court went on to say, if you subvert the criminal justice system, you subvert the rule of law and constitutional democracy itself. Close quotes. In appointing a new NDPP, we are addressing the state of dysfunctionality and deficiencies within the National Prosecuting Authority that were identified by the Constitutional Court. The National Director of Public Prosecutions in our country occupies a vital position in our democracy and makes an essential contribution to upholding the rule of law and ensuring the efficiency and the integrity of law enforcement. At this moment in our history, as we address matters that South Africans are most concerned about, such as state capture, corruption, and widespread criminality, our country needs a national prosecuting authority that is above reproach in the performance of its mandate and enjoys the confidence of the people of South Africa. The NDPP must ensure that the National Prosecuting Authority exercises its functions without fear, favor, or prejudice, and should not be beholden to any vested interests, be they in politics or in business or anywhere else. The NDPP needs to be able to take decisions independently as well as impartially. In appointing the new NDPP, I decided to depart from previous practice. While recognizing that the Constitution requires that the NDPP is appointed by the President As head of the National Executive, I sought the assistance of a panel of individuals from the legal fraternity, as well as one person from the Auditor General, or the Auditor General himself, the Chapter 9 institutions, as well as the Human Rights Commission, in recommending a suitable candidate. The members of the panel were Minister of Energy, Minister Jeff Radebe, who acted as chairperson of this panel, and Auditor General Kimi Makwetu, the South African Human Rights Commission chairperson, Mr. Bongani Majola, who is here with us, Advocate Jap Silie from the General Council of the Bar of South Africa, who is also here, Richard Scott from the Law Society, who is also here, Rudendo Sigogo from the Black Lawyers Association, Lawrence Manyi from the Advocates for Transformation, and Mvuso Nokesi from the National Association of Democratic Lawyers. They constituted an outstanding panel that was able to interview all the 11 candidates who had presented themselves. Following a process of nominations, shortlisting, and interviews that were open to the media, the advisory panel proposed 5 candidates for the NDPP. Initially, because we were traversing uncharted territory and ground, we thought we would just have closed interviews. But in the end, one of the non-governmental organizations in our country decided that it should be open to the media, and they took us to court. After they won, we decided that we were not going to appeal this decision and felt that it was correct to open the interviews to the media so that the people of South Africa could have a measure of openness and transparency and see the candidates that were being interviewed. And I believe that that has served us well and has enriched our democracy, and it is a process that we will reflect on as we move forward. After consideration of their recommendations, I have decided, in terms of Section 179 of the Constitution, to appoint Advocate Shamila Batohi as the new National Director of Prosecutions. I'm confident that Advocate Batohi possesses all the attributes of a capable NDPP. Throughout her extensive and distinguished career, and in the course of the selection process, she has shown herself to be a fit and proper person. She started her public service as a junior prosecutor in the Chatsworth Magistrates Court in 1986 and steadily rose through the ranks to become the Director of Public Prosecutions in KwaZulu-Natal. She was seconded to the Investigation Task Unit established by President Nelson Mandela in 1995 and later served as the first regional head of the Director of Special Prosecutions based in KwaZulu-Natal. For much of the last decade, Advocate Batohi has served as a senior legal advisor to the prosecutor of the International Criminal Court. As the NP Act requires, she has the experience, the consciousness, and the integrity to be entrusted with the responsibility of being the next National Director of Public Prosecutions. Despite the many challenges the NPA has faced in the past, we know that there are women and men of great ability, as well as experience and commitment within the National Prosecuting Authority, who are dedicated to doing their job and doing it well as well. It is our collective responsibility to ensure that the conditions exist for the members of the National Prosecuting Authority to effectively serve the cause of justice and to meet the great expectations that the people of our country have of them. As this administration, we stand ready at all times to provide whatever assistance necessary to the National Prosecuting Authority to ensure that it is able to fulfill its constitutional mandate without let or hindrance, fear or favor. In conclusion, I'd like to thank the members of the advisory panel for the diligence and care with which they undertook their task, and to thank Minister Radebe for chairing the panel. The members of the panel executed themselves extremely well, and I thank them for having devoted time and effort to ensure that we arrive at a candidate that can be appointed, that I have now appointed as the National Director of Public Prosecutions. I also wish to thank all the candidates who made themselves available for appointment in this important position. For my part, as President of the Republic, I wish Advocate Batohi and the entire leadership and staff of the National Prosecuting Authority well in the work that lies ahead. Advocate Batohi will commence her duties in February of 2019 after serving her notice as senior advisor at the International Court of Criminal. It is now my pleasure to ask and call on Advocate Batohi to come forward and make a few remarks.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Mr. President, for your confidence in me, and thank you to the panel for the recommendation. I accept with gratitude the opportunity to serve as National Director of Public Prosecutions. My only obligation is to serve the country with humility and with dedication to the best of my ability. Each one of us, no matter where we are, must be ready to sacrifice the necessary to fight the good fight. Our country needs us. Let us not forget that this is also a historic moment for women. It is a recognition by our president that the role of women in the pursuit of equality, justice, and a fair society is important. The president, and by proxy, the people, have bestowed a lot of confidence in me. The least I can do is to reciprocate that confidence. I have always derived inspiration from one great maxim, and I want to share this with you. To strive, to struggle, not to succeed. Hear me on this. This simple saying has strengthened the greatest of men and women when the challenge before them seemed monumental and the prospects of success slim. In this context, not to succeed would mean never be concerned about the result of your action, as long as you are clear about your goal and you are willing to unwaveringly perform the perfect action in the interest of society and in the interest of justice. Great men and women like Nelson Mandela, Albertina Sisulu, and Mahatma Gandhi did it. I can only follow their lead, and I appeal to you, the people, to give me the strength to achieve it. Poised as we are, a people and a nation, upon the precipice of corruption and a state of capture, Let us not succumb to despair at the thought that the challenges we face are insurmountable. Each moment in time carries with it the full weight of the past and also the lightness of hope for the future. We must recognize that challenges have always existed, and they will continue to exist. It is in the meeting of those challenges that we fashion ourselves as a nation. The diamond is made beautiful and lustrous by constant buffeting and polishing. History will reveal whether we choose to destroy the jewel that is South Africa or reveal the luster and beauty that we know exists within. There is much that can be achieved through a spirit of cooperation across government departments. And the NPA I represent stands ready to engage constructively across all sectors and with civil society to enhance and instill confidence in the criminal justice system as a whole. The National Prosecuting Authority is of vital importance in this country. Together with the judiciary, it is tasked with the defense of the ideals and values that define us as a country and a people. They are instruments by which the state achieves service to the ideals of justice as represented by the Constitution. The yardstick of our development as a nation is the devotion to these ideals by the organs and arms of state and all who serve in them. Noble is the lot of a civil servant. Prosecutors everywhere, the lawyers for the people that you are, know that today you have the national director behind you, as long as you never sacrifice these ideals. Let this support extend to every corridor a prosecutor might tread upon, the turn of every door she might pass through, and the creak of benches in courts across the land. Today, your NDPP stands with you. And together, we stand for justice and the nation. This support, however, is not given unconditionally. Enough has been said elsewhere on crises and divisions within the NPA. Suffice it to be said here that those elements within and without who insist on frustrating the ends of justice and ultimately the nation will not be tolerated. We in the National Prosecuting Authority have important work to do, which includes devoting our efforts to holding accountable those who have corrupted our institutions, who have betrayed the public good and the values of our Constitution for private gain, especially those in the most privileged positions of government and corporate power. My experience as a career prosecutor has revealed the rule of law reigns supreme. The work of the NPA will be underpinned by strong governance principles and independence, as guaranteed in the Constitution. It is a non-negotiable that the country has absolute confidence in the work of a credible NPA. I want to conclude by saying thank you once again for this confidence in me. The NPA will serve the Constitution and the people of South Africa. I know it won't be easy, but with your support, I know we will all succeed. There is a lot of work to be done. Thank you.
Thank you. Wonderful.